Our guest at the cafe this morning is Melinda Allison with Friends of the Honey Grove Library and the Honey Grove Preservation League. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Melinda is not a stranger to this program because you have been here before talking about the annual quilt top, haven't
you? Yes, I have.
And maybe we'll have you back again.
Yes, that'll be coming up in July.
Yeah, before the summer's over. I hope we'll have you back to talk about that again. But anyway, Melinda's here this morning talking about a book launch event in Honey Grove at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday. And just tell us about it.
Well, we are just so excited. There's a best-selling historical romance Christian fiction author from Abilene who has written a book set in Honey Grove in 1896. Karen Whitmire writes historical fiction mainly set in Texas. Her previous book was set in Pecan Gap, and now she's set one in Honey Grove. It has references to real historical people and to places in Honey Grove.
Karen Whitmire, as Melinda says, is from Abilene. So, and the book is More Than Words Can Say, set in 1896, and the young woman in the book is the owner of a bake shop.
That's right. She's a baker. And, of course, the book deals with her getting involved with a gentleman there in Honey Grove. There are lots of twists and turns. It's a really fun book.
And as you said, another of her novels, More Than Meets the Eye, is set in Pecan Gap, another Fannin County town.
Right, right. Well, not Fannin County, but near Fannin County.
I thought Pecan Gap was in Fannin County. What county is it in?
Oh, my gosh.
We'll look it up then.
I think Delta.
All right, we'll look that up. May straddle the line. So I was reading about her, Karen Whitmire, and her biography. She grew up in California.
Right.
Came to Texas to go to Abilene Christian. We won't hold that against her. But I wonder what the connection to North Texas is, or Northeast Texas.
I'm not sure. And of course, one of the things she's going to discuss at the book launch is not only a little bit about the book, but how she goes about writing historical fiction. And so I think it's going to be of interest to people who read, but also people who might want to write their own book. And it's going to be 10:30 to 11:30 there at the Honey Grove Library on the Honey Grove Square, because the main character is this baker who has a bake shop. We're also having a big bake sale, and the bake sale will benefit the library. We have a lot of good cooks bringing in a lot of good things.
No doubt. So that is entirely appropriate with the story about a bake shop owner to have a bake sale. We're talking with Melinda Allison from Honey Grove, and a big event there Saturday morning at 10:30, book launch for Karen Whitmire's novel More Than Words Can Say, set in Honey Grove, a novel set in Honey Grove in 1896. This is not her first rodeo, as they say. She has at least six novels.
Oh yes,
out.
She is award winning. She has quite a fan base. We understand that there are a number of people coming from the Metroplex, and after her talk, she's going to do a little walking tour and point out some of the places in Honey Grove where the book was set. We have two beautiful historic churches from this era.
Right.
And they will be open as well.
Yeah, I want to talk to you before we run out of time here about the library. And this particular event is in what is called Lyday Hall.
Correct.
Which is part of the library.
Right.
It's a beautiful building. There's a lovely color photograph, and I'm sure we'll make a link to that, and people can see it on our webpage. But you all have raised how much money for the library in the last year or so?
Over $650,000. The library in Honey Grove is run by a private foundation, and most of our money comes from an endowment. And we've had enough money to run the library, staff it, pay all the normal bills. But keeping a very large historic building in tip-top shape has been beyond the budget of the library. So we started a capital campaign. We had to deal with electrical, roof, plumbing. And one of the really exciting things is that we're adding an elevator there's a large second story that hasn't really been accessible. And with the elevator, we will be able to have programming up there and permanent spaces for our children's programming, our adult learning, music programming. The library is a very, more than a library, it's a cultural center
right.
in Honey Grove.
$650,000 in Honey Grove, Texas. That's a lot of money.
We are very, very delighted with the success we had. Some of this money has come from people who at one time lived in Honey Grove, people who would say that library was important to my mother, and they gave money. So there are a lot of people moving into Fannin County who want to have a place like this library where they can go. We hope everyone will come and join us, see the square. The renovation of the library actually is one of the most significant events to take place on the square since the building of the beautiful little post office in the 1920s.
No doubt about it. Honey Grove, located between Bonham and Paris.
Yes.
In case someone might need that information. All right. It's 10:30 Saturday morning. We hope to have a lot of KETR folks up there. Melinda, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Oh, glad to be here again. Thank you.
All right. We'll see you soon about the quilt hop.
Yes.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.